6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
For Tony Barlow Menswear. Style, quality and service for over 30 years.
Hangers. Angus.
5 to 8, Millsy in London with Ender Brady and Baz holding the fort back here in Perth. Haggers is with us. What a round of footy. I mean, how good is the footy, full
yeah,
stop?
Yeah, g'day everybody. Hello, Baz. Hello, Millsy.
Look, morning, Haggers.
I've now got a statistic that's floating around. 19 games decided by a goal or less so far this season. It's a record.
Wow.
And we've still got something like, what, 8-9 rounds to go, 81 more games, and we've got had 19 games by a goal or less. Just astonishing. And Fremantle was yesterday. I thought they'd have to take a lot of morale boosting out of that. Could have, should have, probably. Michael Walters, if you had a choice for that sort of circumstance, who would you say throw the ball in his hands 20 metres out with seconds to go? Yeah. I felt Millsy, that he, easy to say, in that split second, he's thrashed it on the boot and thrown it out. He probably had a fraction more time.
But he didn't know that.
No, I'm fully aware of that.
Told, time's up, boys.
And that's where the poor kid this morning, he won't have slept. Oh. He will be thinking, oh, I could have won it. But look, the news that will come out of all of that yesterday is, and on the weekend, there'll be a lot of news this week because both teams now, they're within striking distance. West Coast still with the top four race, as you say, Baz and Millsy, the season that we're confronted with, it's still very, very open, isn't it? And West Coast showed what they can do against Geelong in that first half against Geelong. I thought they were a bit meek at times on Saturday night. They didn't ice that match. They didn't seal that match. The Lewis Jetta shot 17 minutes into the last term. Not acceptable. Such a good kick misses. Pressure of expectation growing. And they've got to get stronger than that mentally and physically, in my opinion. Even some of the challenges in the dying stages to stop Melbourne coming back at them, running home, were a bit meek in terms of defence. They've got to be harder. There's got to be more mongrel in the West Coast if they're going to be a genuine premiership contender. And also, Millsy, they have to win on the road this week. So a lot of it will be about the news this week will be Fife back into Fremantle. Sandler's back
into Fremantle. What about Josh Kennedy?
I think, again, huge story. I think we'll hear noises all week, Millsy, about Josh Kennedy making an endeavour to be available. I don't think he's right. I don't think he's ready. He effectively has said that in the last week or so, as we've been saying, it's a new injury. He has got a slight tear in his right Achilles. Whether those that are trying to deny it or not, like us saying it, and certainly like me saying it, it's a new injury. I don't know that he'll get over it. However, if he's even close, he ran on Friday. He hobbled laps around Subiaco Oval, very clearly favouring the right-hand side. But because of his record against the Bulldogs, and because of the need now to beat the Bulldogs, and because of the need to beat this road hoodoo, Kennedy's kicked 10 goals against the Bulldogs. I know it's a while ago, 2011. 7 in round 1 of 2012. Another 7 against the Bulldogs in round 21 of 2015. Has an amazing record against the Bulldogs. They'll want him up. But, Millsy, the track at Etihad is renowned as hard, isn't it? So I'm not so sure they'll take the risk at all, even if he gets close.
I don't. Fife, yes, no?
Fife, I think, will play. I don't think he's any certainty. Let's do two things with Nathan Fife, news potential for this week. He's no certainty to play against St Kilda on Sunday. Copped a whack in the chest, high in the chest, late into training on Friday morning. Ironically, it was Cam Sutcliffe who barreled into him. And then Cam got the call up to be the travelling emergency. Didn't play, as we now know. But he then completed a series of run-throughs, long, strong run throughs, real power running, that 300 and 400 metres around from goal to goal sort of stuff, jog for a while and go again. So he seems to be okay, but he has to get through this week. The same too with Aaron Sandilands. He did a lot of power running, lean. He's dropped a couple of kilos through this 6 week absence, so I think he'll be back for sure. The thing with Nathan Fife, what he's done over the course of the weekend, this is big news. He's had deep discussions with his management about the closing stages of his Fremantle contract. We'll hear news this week about whether he will or won't play against St Kilda. I think he'll get up, but it'll be touch and go. But I think he's close to announcing his new contract.
Terrific. Well, Fremantle fans will be very happy with that. Will Schofield will get off, won't he?
Has to, yeah. I mean, a little bit of contact, though. Just a fraction. Insufficient force gets off. And get up, Clayton Oliver.
Yeah, quite right. Haggers, well done. Congratulations, too, to the boy from Duncraig, Daniel Ricciardo. Significant. The Socceroos are out, unfortunately, of the Confederations Cup.